We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Yud Aleph. We are up to Sif Dalid. So we're going to be on page 40, but we're going to start reading two words before page 40. So the Mechaber says in Sif Dalid, Orech HaChutim HaShmona Ein Pachos MiDalad Gudolim. We're going to discuss tonight the size of the strings of the tzitzis. So the length of the strings of the eight strings of tzitzis should not be less than four gudolim. V'yesh omrim yud beis gudolim, and some say it should be 12 gudolim. V'chein nohag, and that is our minog. So before we go on, instead of using the word gudolim without knowing what it is, so let's see the mishabura right away in sifkaton yutes. What does it mean? Dal gudolim umbedidas hagudol. Now gudol is the thumb. It's four thumbs. The measurement of the thumb, b'chol makom hu shel adam beinoni, it's the size of the thumb of an average-sized person. Umodidin oso baperek ha'elyon, and you measure the thumb on the uppermost part of the thumb. B'makom ha'rochel be'emtso, the widest part of the top section of the thumb. That's the measurement of the gudol. V'ayim magen Avram u'b'shach reish ayim bei sheviu b'shem ha'rambam d'shir gudol hu kerochav zayin se'oros zo b'tzad zo b'dochok. If you want to know what the measurement of the width of the middle of the top part of one's thumb of an average-sized person, so the Rambam tells us that it is the measurement of seven pieces of barley all pushed together, the width of seven pieces of barley all squished together. V'hein ba'oroch beis se'oros b'revach. And that would be the same as having two pieces of barley lengthwise that are not squished together. So seven widthwise pieces of barley squished together is the same as two lengthwise not squished together, which is the same as the measurement of the thickest part of the upper section of an average person's thumb. That is a gudol. And the Mechaber tells us again, at the size of the strings, this might sound very small to you, but we don't hold this way. The orech hachutim hashmona ein pachos midal gudolim. Can't be less than four of those thumbs. V'yesh omrim yud beis gudolim. And some say it's 12 thumbs. V'chein nohagim, and that is our minog. If you want to see exactly how that translates into centimeters, so if you look at note 29, he points out that according to the Chazon Ish, who usually has bigger sizes, the size of the agudol is 2.4 centimeters. According to the smaller size, is 2 centimeters. So it will get to 12 gudolim will be 24 centimeters according to that. But anyway, that is the halacha. V'chein nohagim, says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Chaf. V'chein pasak halavush, that's how the levush paskins as well. V'imkein, and if so, says the Mishabura, lo yofa osin hamochrim, the ones who are selling tzitzis are not doing a good thing. Shemitzamtzimim b'midas orkan, they're being very stingy and very exacting in the length of the strings. V'karov hadover lios bracha levatala, and it's very close to causing people to make a bracha levatala because the strings are not long enough. Ki after min hatora dai b'kol shehu, even though midaraisa, the strings could be a kol shehu, we don't care on the size of the strings. Midrabanan b'inan shiyeh yud beis gudolim achar hakshira. Midrabanan, we require that you have the length of 12 gudolim after the knot. I mean, after the first knot, closest to the beged, from there till the end of the strings, as we'll see, has to be 12 gudolim. Milvad mashe munach al keren habeged. Besides the part that is, you know, going around the beged, which is going through the hole around the beged till you make the first knot. But from the first knot, which is after the strings that go around the beged, you make the first knot afterwards, from the first knot till the end of the strings should be 12 gudolin.
How many centimeters you said that was?
Between 24 and 30. Between 24 and 30. V'yesh lahasira malkach. And therefore, those who are selling tzitzis that are a little stingy and exacting in their size, they need to be warned about this. V'ayim b'bir alacha. Now, I want to just point out an interesting note. In note number 30, we're going to start from the fourth line. He discusses the shaila that what if you, and we have this on our tzitzis, we'll get into this more later, but sometimes when you put the strings through the hole and then you make the knot on the outside of the garment, so you tend to fold over the garment a little bit. In other words, you can't, if you notice on your own tzitzis, many times you can't, in the amount of space they leave till they make the first knot, you can't pull out the beged the whole way. Right? It's fabric, so it's pushed in a little bit. So he points out over here, what if it has the exact measurement only when the beged is folded in, but if you would theoretically have done it in a way with these strings, with the beged straight, so then the size of the strings is a little bit smaller because you're using more on top, So then what if that would be less than the size of the that you need for the strings? In other words, look inside note 30. Let me read inside. Yeah, look at note number 30, the fourth line. V'ma keren mekufeles. If the corner is folded over, umishum kach yesh b'chelak hayotze shir yud beis gudalin. And because it is folded, so you're using more of the string beyond the knot, because you made the knot closer to the beged. So there's more area in the string that's left over for afterwards, and only with that it reaches the length of Yud Beis Gudalin. Avalim Haisa Knaf Pshuta. But if the corner of the beged, which is within the area that is that strings are going over before they make the knot, if that would be straightened out, Lohaya Bechela Kayotsu Yud Beis Gudalin, then you would need to use more area to cover the beged before you made the first knot, and now when you make the whole strings, you would not have 12 gudalim. The Prima Gadim writes, Shekosher. That's going to be fine. And then he compares this to the size of the garment that we discussed in a different place, but here he says it will be okay, even if it's only the right size, because the garment is folded over, that will be okay.
The full length of the 12 gudalim, that's the final amount of length it takes up after the knots are made, or the amount of length...
You're asking an excellent question I'm going to get into. Exactly how do you measure it? But for now, we're saying that it goes from the first knot all the way through the whole gedil that we have all the way till the end of the strings. From the first knot till the end. That has to be 12 gudalim. We'll see more details about this later.
After the knots are made, it has to measure that length.
Correct. That's what we're saying now. But we're going to see. We're getting to this.
The fact that the corner is folded and maybe round, does that invalidate the corner?
We discussed that already. If the corner is folded, it does not invalidate it. No. As long as it would be a corner, it's fine. So says the Mechaber. Let's go. We jumped to the Mishnah Berurah, but let's see the Mechaber again. The Mechaber started off and said the shear of the eight strings has to be 4 gudalin, and some say 12 gudalin, and that is our minug. We're on page 40, the end of the top line of the Mechaber. Ulamala ein lohem shear. There is no maximum size. There's only a minimum size. It could be as long as you want. And the Rama writes, "V'maso oroch yoser midai." And if you made them way too long, yachol lekatzro, you can shorten the strings. V'ein bazem mishum tasa v'lo minasui. That will not be a problem after you made all the knots and did everything and put it in the beggar. Then you cut the strings to make them a little smaller. It will not be a problem of tasa v'lo minasui because it is kosher the way it was. So you did it fine the first time. The fact that you're cutting it now is not being machshir it because it was already kosher, so it will not be a problem of tasav amun asui. Like we said, if you had only three cornered garment and you put the tzitzis in, then you made a fourth corner, that would be a problem of tasav amun asui. You'd have to redo the three tzitzis that you put in. In this case, it's not the problem because here the tzitzis being long is fine, just you want it shorter, so you cut it. It's not a problem of tasav amun asui. Continues the Mechaber and says, Echon me'achutim ye yoser aruch. One of the strings needs to be longer, kidei sheyichruch bo hagadil, in order that you could wrap it around the other strings and make the gadil. Hagadil haynu hecholok me'atzitzis she'enu aruch. The Ramah says over here, we'll see this in the Mishnah Berurah, that the gadil is the straight string that is not woven. In other words, a straight string of tzitzis before anything is done to it. That's what we're referring to over here as the gadil, because it says kadeshi yichro bo hagadil, so you should wrap the gadil around it. It's referring to this string as a gadil, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah after the whole knots and wrappings are done, then the whole thing on top that's knotted and wrapped, that's called the gadil. But here the mechaber is mashma that one of the strings should be longer than the other ones, and kadeshi yichro bo hagadil. So it's referring to that string as the gadil, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll explain that better. Says the Rama Vaiter, Vishir Nisker Ye Batzitis La'acha Shenikshir. The measurement that we just mentioned of the 12 Gedilim is the measurement of the strings after the knot, Milvad Masha Munach Al Karen HaBeged, besides that which is going around the corner of the garment. Because again, when you put the strings through the hole, so it first goes around the corner of the garment and then you make the first knot. So from the first knot till the end of the strings, that's the measurement of 12 gudalin, and we'll see more details about this in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Bir Halacha. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vayta now. We are up to Sif Katon Chaf Aleph. So the Sif Katon Chaf Aleph was going on that which the Mechaber said, that if you make it longer, there is no shear, there's no maximum shear. The Ri Haya Noeg La Sosu Aruch Yoser. The Ri was Noeg to make it very long. He was machmir that he made it much longer this way in case they got cut at the ends, which they tend to do, it would still be the size even after it's cut. And we'll get to those halachas later, but that was a chumrah that he did. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat on Chav Beis, this is going on the Mechaber that said that one of the chutim should be longer than the other ones in order that you should be able to wrap it around. If one of the strings is not long enough to do all the wrappings that you need and to still be the proper length afterwards, do some of the wrappings with one string, and you can use some of the wrappings with a second string. In other words, if you ever made tzitzis, you'll notice that you go around, right, seven times, we'll get to this later, and then you make two knots. And then you could take any string to wrap around. You don't need to use the same string. So if you have a very long string, use the same one. But if it's not so long and you're going to run out of space on that string, you could switch off to a second string. Can you use a third string as well? The Mishnah Berurah says, use a chut hasheni. So if you look at note 34, he brings out a machlokes. V'lichroch shlosha chutim, to wrap around three different strings. Kasav ha'afike maginim, shenirish sheyesh lehimanamizeh. He says one should hold back from doing three strings. Kevan sharayahi mimasha osu kishaya tcheles. Because the whole raya, which we're about to read in the Mishnah Berurah, we're jumping the gun a little bit, is from what they did in the time when they had tcheles. Umisham ein raya elu l'shnei chutim. From there, we only have a raya that they use two strings, and therefore he says you shouldn't use three strings, only two strings. Amnam, however, haruch hashulchan kasav shemute lichoch afilu kama chutim. He says it doesn't matter. You can play around and use all four different strings for the four different wrappings. It is not a problem. Back to the Mishnah Berurah in the third line in Sifkat and Chav Beis. The reason why you can switch you off to a second string, says the Mishnah Berurah, ki bizman ha-tcheles hayu osin k'tzas krichos me-ha-tcheles u-k'tzas milavon. In the time when we had tcheles, they would do some of the wrappings with the blue strings and some of the wrappings with a white string. So they had two strings that were being used for the wrappings, and therefore, even if now we don't have tcheles, you still can use two strings. And again, according to Aruch HaShulchan, you could use more than two strings as well. V'tzarech liro sheyishtairu b'kol ha-chutin orchon yud-beis gudolin achar ha-kricha v'akshira k'mo shekosav ramah. And you need to make sure that you'll have left over from all the strings a length of 12 gudolin after the wrapping and the tyings. Like the Ramah says, "Va'afilu zeh achut ha'aruch achar sheyikarech yeshar yud beis gudolin." And even the long string that you're doing all the wrappings with and all the knots with, you have to make sure at the end of the day that from the beginning till the end of that string will be yud beis gudolin, and you're using a lot of that string up with the wrappings and the tyings. So you have to be careful that string is long enough. And if it's not, that's what he's talking about in the first part of this sifkatan, that use another string in the middle so that you'll end up with both of them the proper length at the end of the day.
Each string has to be yud beis gudolin, or the entire thing.
Sounds like every string has to be that length. That's why he's telling us to be careful with when you're wrapping it, that it shouldn't get too small. Fine. Then the Mechaber said that one of the chutin should be longer. Kadesh yichruch bo hagadil. Sifkat on Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kuro gadil al shem ha'asid. The gadil, again, is really the part of the tzitzis that's wrapped around and knotted. So you're not wrapping around with the gedil, so it's really called the gedil al shem ha'asid. Shenase gedil achar shenuchra chalav. It becomes a gedil after it's wrapped around. Vezeu shekosav ha-ramah achakav. That's what the ramah means right afterwards. Hainu ha-cholok me'atzitza she'enu arug. Right, Ratzalomer means to say shemitchilahu cholok below gedil v'ariga, that originally it's smooth and it's straight without any kind of weaving or any kind of braiding. Va'yedei ze'achud nasa gedil, and through this string which you're wrapping around, it turns it into a gedil. So he's just being focusing on how the mechaber is using the lashon of gedil. But at the end of the day, the gedil is the part of the tzitzis where the knots are and where the wrappings are. And then the last Mishnah Berurah, which is a very important one, and we'll see a Bir Halacha on this. The Ramah said, the shear that's mentioned, this gets into what Shai was asking, the shear that is mentioned of Yud Beis Gudolin should be B'detzitzis La'acha Shenikshar Milvad Mashemunach Al-Keren HaBeged, from after it's knotted, besides that which is on the corner of the garment. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Umishum HaKshira Sha'osin Bagadil Miskatzer. And because of the knots that you're doing, it makes everything smaller, right? Because all the strings are now making, right, five knots, which is really like 10 knots, so they're all losing a little bit of their space in the knots. Uboi Etzba Yiseira Dahainu Yud Gimel Gudolin. And therefore, you need a little bit of an extra finger. So instead of having Yud Beis Gudolin, which we need at the end of the day, you should make sure you're starting with each string being at least 13 Gudolin, Milvad Masha Munach Ala Beged, besides what's going to be on the Beged. Because that extra finger's worth is going to be used to make all the knots along the way. Even not the one that's being wrapped around. The wrapped around one obviously has to be longer because it's being used up a lot. But even the ones that are not being wrapped, they're also making knots. You make the knots from all the strings, and therefore all the strings should really start out at Yud Gimel Gudolin, so that at the end of the day, when you measure it after the knots, it will be left with Yud Beis Gudolin. And then he writes from the Prima Gadim, Va'afilu b'di'eved ma'akev, and it's ma'akev in b'di'eved, that you must have all the strings being Yud Beis Gudolin after all the knots and everything is done. The ha'olam mekilin baza, and the world is lenient about this. The roi limchos biyodom, it's appropriate to protest against them that they should do it. That at the end of the day, there are yud beis gudolin. So now I'd like to see an interesting bir halacha. It's a bir halacha divrei maskil yoser aruch. So this is going on that which the mechaber said that one of the strings should be longer than the others. So look at the bir halacha yoser aruch. He writes, "Ubidiyevel lechora ein lahachmir baze in laachar krichas hachuyo rishona ukshiroso haya bo kashir." So here the Chavetz Chaim says that bidiyevel lechora, you shouldn't be machmir if after the first knot and a little wrapping and a knot that you make, which is the halacha daraisa, as long as it has the shear then. In other words, even if at the end of the day, after you do all the wrappings and the knots, it will be less than Yud Beis Gudolin, as long as once you make the first little wrapping and the first knot, it will be Yud Beis Gudolin, l'chora, that would be okay, and one should not be machmir b'di'evid. Why? Why does he say that? Came out very strong in the Mishnah, not that way. Says the Bralacha, d'lo gora ze mishahoya niktam oz l'gamri ze achut. Because the halacha is that if the strings get cut, as we discussed, and we didn't really get to the halachas yet, but if the strings get cut, it's okay. As long as it's kdei aniva and one of the on the part of that string, it's going to be okay. So why should it be any worse if it got cut off? It would be okay. So what's the difference if it got cut off? In other words, daraisa, you just make that one knot on top. You wrap it, you make a knot, and you're fine daraisa. So if you left your tzitzis like that, and then it got cut over there, you're fine. So why would it be any worse, says the Chafetz Chaim, if after that point, it has a shear of Yud Beis Gedolin from the first knot till the end, and then you wrap it more and make more knots, and then it goes to be a little smaller. Lamaisa, your yotzei already then, because Varai, if it got cut off, it would be okay. So if you didn't do the other if you did the other wrappings and it made it a little smaller, it wouldn't be any worse than the string getting cut off where it's fine. Let's see how he says it. The logara zemi shahaya niktam oz lagami zeachud. It shouldn't be any worse than if that string got cut off totally. The kasher lekuyama. That's kasher according to everyone. Like we'll see, we're going to see this in the next siman. Du gardome atzitzis. That's the leftovers of the tzitzis that we'll see later on in siman yud beis. Ulefize, according to this, mashakosav haramod deshir zet tzarech lios achar shenikshar verotz lomer kol aksharim. That which the Ramah said. The Ramah said that the last line of the Ramah was the shir and nisker should be in the tzitzis laachar shenikshar, which the Chavetz Chaim understands to mean after all the knots are done. So the Ramah that's saying that, which is mashma the Beis Yosef who rak lechatchila, that would only be that Ramah would be a din lechatchila. The b'di'eved da'im rak la'achar k'shiras achuy harishon ha'ya b'chutin asher yud beis gedolin. Because b'di'eved, like I just proved, says the Chavetz Chaim, it would be okay if after the first knot alone it would be enough. It would be a length of yud beis gedolin. Avshen eskatzru achakach ayidei shirak shirus logorom yagar demudin. Even though if you make the rest of the knots, it's going to get smaller than yud beis. It's no worse than if you just stopped over there and it got cut off, that it will be fine as the leftovers of the tzitzis. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim is saying that that which the Ramah says and is mashma, that the shear that's mentioned of Yud Beis Gedolin of the tzitzis is after you did all the knots, that's only a din l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, even if you would only have that shear by doing the first knot, right, a little wrapping in the first knot, and by doing the rest of the wrappings and the rest of the knots, you're causing the strings to be less than Yud Beis Gedolin, b'di'eved, it would be okay. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. The kai malon lekamam besimin yud beis kesvara rishona. Fine. Then he writes va'ayim b'prim megodim sheveisi as dvara v'mishabura v'sepkaton chavdalud. But look what I wrote in the mishabura. I quoted the prim megodim in sepkaton chavdalud, which we just read. Umashma mistim as dvara v'hipuch dvarai. It seems from what he says the opposite of what I just wrote. So if you look in the mishabura back again, he writes that you need to make the extra fingers worth, so it starts off as 13, so in the end it will be 12. Va'afilu b'di'evid makiv. It sounds like it, even b'di'evid it's makiv to end up with 12 after all the knots. And he's saying that b'di'evid it's okay, so he says the prima gadim is mashma, not like me. And then he says what his logic would be. What's the logic? L'chara, I have a nice raya that I'm right, that if it would be cut off then it's okay. So if you do some more knots and more wrappings, it should be okay also. The Efsher the Svaraso, he says possibly the Prima Gadam Svar is the Kol Zmanshu Osek Adayim the Mitzvah Lasso Shlish Gadil after Rak Lechatchila Nikri Adayim Shalom Nigmara HaMitzvah. He says it could be that the Prima Gadam understands that the whole case of the leftover tzitzis after it gets cut is after you're done with your tzitzis, you're done, you made your tzitzis. Now it gets ripped, so it's kosher. But when you're actually making the tzitzis, then it, even though you don't need to do that, but that becomes part of the mitzvah. And therefore, we don't evaluate any measurements until that's done. And therefore, even though you don't have to do all the wrappings necessarily, it's not ma'akev, but if you are doing it and it's one ma'isa that you're starting, making the first knot and continuing and making the whole tzitzis, so it's not enough to say, well, if I would have theoretically stopped there, you didn't stop there. And therefore, the Prima Gadam holds that since you made the tzitzis like this, you have to make sure at the end of the day, when you finish making your tzitzis, it's going to be a length of 12 gudolin. Einachanami, if you would have stopped at the first knot, it would have got rid, you would be okay. Einachanami. But here with Mamachmir, because here you're still in the middle of the mitzvah, it's considered a hemshech. He goes on, he compares it to the milah. That when you do a milah on Shabbos, that you go back for the tzitzin, she'ena ma'akvin, if you're still in the middle of your ma'isa milah, it's considered that the mitzvah is still going. And even though on Shabbos, you wouldn't be mechal Shabbos for the little strands that are not ma'akev, but if you're in the middle of your ma'isa milah, then you can go back for them. So there it's a kula, here it comes out to be a chumrah. That's what he discusses later on. Right there it's a kula, you're allowed to cut things on Shabbos you wouldn't normally allowed to cut, because you're in the middle of your ma'isa milah. Here it comes out l'chumrah, since you're in the middle of your ma'isa making the tzitzis, therefore we're machmir on the measurement from the end of you making your tzitzis. And even though if you would have stopped there and it would have gotten cut, if it would be okay, the fact that you went right there, you have to make sure that it will be yud beis gedolin all the way through. Let's just see note 38, just two lines, and then we'll see one more halacha. The Chazanish paskins, not like the Bir Halacha, like the Prima Gadam, that it is ma'akev, shekevan she'ro'i hachut lios gedil o anaf. Since the string could be fit to be the part with the knots and the wrappings or the loose part, berega she'oseu gedil, the second you put it in the gedil by making the extra knots, misbare shelohaya anaf me'olam vigora migardumin. So he says also, it proves that it's like the anaf, and therefore it's worse than the gardumin. Again, he goes like the Prima Gadam, not like the Bir Halacha. Let's do halacha hey. Ein osen hatzitzios me'atzemer hanechas bakotzim kishatzon rovtzim b'neihem. You cannot make the tzitzis strings from the wool of the animal that gets stuck in the thorns when it crouches amongst the thorns. So you have a sheep that crouches amongst the thorns, and some of its wool gets pulled by the thorns and gets pulled off by the thorns, and you want to take that wool to make tzitzis. You should not make tzitzis from that. Velo me hanimen and itloshem abhema, not from little strands that get pulled off the animal. Velo me shiure shasi sheha oreg mishayer besof abeged. And not, the shasi again is the weaving that goes vertically on the garment. So sometimes there are leftover strands at the bottom that you could theoretically make into tzitzis. You should not make into the tzitzis from these leftover strands that came out from the garment that was being made. With leftover strands, you should not make the tzitzis from there. Ve'atam, the reason is mishum bizui mitzvah. Taking the wool from the thorns that ripped it off the animal, or from little strands that fell off here and there, or from the leftover strands at the bottom of the beged, all that is the bizui to the mitzvah, and therefore it's inappropriate to use it for your tzitzis. Says the Mishaburin Sefkotun Chafhei, Ein Osin, Vafilu b'dievet pasul. The bizui mitzvah we take very seriously, and even b'dievet, these things are pasul for tzitzis. And the last case that was discussed was the leftover strands going down vertically that go beyond the beged. You can't use that. So, Ein Lahaksho says the Mishaburin Sifkat Nuchavav, don't ask the following question. Who cares that it's Bizui Mitzvah? Anyway, it's possible to use the strands that are left over from the garment. We just got finished the whole siman talking about how the spinning of the strings has to be L'Shem the Mitzvah Tzitzis. Here you made it for a garment, so the stomach wasn't done L'Shem the Mitzvah Tzitzis. So why do you have to tell me I shouldn't use these strands because of Bizui Mitzvah? I can't use it anyway because it wasn't done, the Tivui was not done L'Shma. So Yeshlomar, he says, the Mari Afilu Hechi the Mitchila Tavu Achutin L'Shem Tzitzis. The Achakach Oreg Mehem Abeged. Afilu Achi Pasul Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. So says the Taz, Ein Achanami, we're talking about a case that even if, theoretically, you had a lot of strings and you did the Tivui L'Shem the Mitzvah Tzitzis, and then you decided to use those strands that you did L'Shem the Mitzvah Tzitzis for the Beged, and now they're left over, so Midin the L'Shma, you're okay, because they were made L'Shma, still you can't use it because of Bizui Mitzvah. Even if we take care of the problem of not done l'shma, they were done l'shma. Still, if you ended up putting it in the beged and now they stick out, you have a separate problem, and that is that it's bizui mitzvah, even though there is no problem of l'shma in that case. U'b'sefer ha'mo'or kosav atam, the Sefer ha'mo'or writes a different reason why you shouldn't use these things. Here's an interesting halacha. Mishum de bo'inan ha'kanof min kanof. Right? We already learned a few, two halachas out of min hakanaf. One is that if you're using strings from other materials besides wool or linen, they only patter a garment that's the same material as they are, min hakanaf. And then we also saw a shita that said that for that reason it should be the same color, min hakanaf. And now we see another pshat that the Sefer HaMe'or says that we need a kanaf min kanaf, the ain minim halalu ru'uyim lasos mehem beged. You need the tzitzis to be done from a material that's fit to be part of a garment, to be fit to be min hakanaf, shehem psolas hatzemer, because they are the leftover of the wool, the ein beged nasa mikamoson. You don't make a beged from leftover wool, from junky wool that's left over, or little strands that are left over. You can't make a beged out of that stuff, or you don't. Alkan l'shono. And therefore, the reason why you're not supposed to make the tzitzis out of it, besides what the Mechaber said it's bizui mitzvah, also it's a chisor in the pasuk of hakanaf, min kanaf. You want to make tzitzis out of a material that could be made into a garment. And these little strands, it's not the way you make a garment. The imkain, and if so, kol minei tzemer sheim gruim she'ein bege nasa mehem, any types of wool that are lower quality, that a garment would never be made out of them, psulim letzitzis. That's what Magen Avraham writes. So any garment, that any material that's a junkier material that you wouldn't make a garment out of, would be pasul letzitzis from this halacha. So it comes out that the reason why you shouldn't use these little strands that get caught on the thorns from the animal or that leftovers from the garment is because of bizui mitzvah according to the Mechaber. There's another possible problem of it not being the tivui not being done the shema. And then another problem over here is that it's not min hakanaf, it's not the material that you would use to make a garment, and therefore it shouldn't be used for the tzitzis. And that would tell us that you can't use lower quality wool to make tzitzis if it's not the type of wool that would be used for a garment. We'll stop here, we'll take questions, but I want to just make an announcement that Sunday I'm going to give the shiur at 6 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. So on Sunday, the shiur will be at 6 o'clock here. So okay, we'll stop here and we'll take questions.